The clinical features of the acquired copper deficiency and inherited copper deficiency, that is Menkes disease, differs. That of acquired copper deficiency is milder. In case of acquired copper deficiency, usually the presentation occurs 3 to 6 months after taking the diet, which is deficient in copper or due to the other causes lead to copper deficiency. So a delay of 3 to 6 months will be there. So it will present with cutaneous features, the features in the skin, bone abnormalities, and neuropathy. So primary manifestations of acquired copper deficiency is myeloneuropathy, which affects both the sensory and the motor nerves, resulting in weakness of the upper and lower extremities and progressive symmetrical sensory loss. So if the deficiency is left untreated, it may even progress to optic neuropathy if the permanent vision loss. So this complication has to be considered as the topmost important thing which shouldn't be ignored. So if the patient is presenting with any neuropathy, then it should be managed, the cause should be assessed, and it should be managed earliest as possible, because once the neurological damage occurs, then it becomes permanent and it is irreversible. In the cutaneous features, usually we have hypopigmentation of the skin and hair, and bony abnormalities include osteoporosis, fractures, and flaring of the anterior ribs.